course, we're not where we want to be yet, and so we're putting all our energy and our focus into beating the Giants. And so it's a good practice today. Guys ran around. We were working mostly on fundamentals and doing all the things right. And then, of course, we've snuck a peek at the Giants. So that's where we're at. Anywhere? All right, I'll take your questions.
It seemed like you only had a couple receivers out there. Can you update Momass or Josh or Travis?
They're all day today. Yep.
Did TJ ever have to undergo a surgery on the
thumb? He did. He did. I think I said the thumb, right? It was a thumb, yeah. Yep, he did.
When was that, Pat?
A couple days ago.
Still hopefully can play.
Yeah, he's day to day. Yep. Same procedure Bubba had, and he's back.
If the receivers aren't able to play, would you have to make a move? I mean, can you go into a game with three?
We'll have to see. We'll make the roster as good as we can make it, and we'll play the guys that are gonna. We're gonna put the guys on the field that can play, and will give us the best opportunity to win. So if we got to use three tight ends, all right. If we got to use two receivers, if we got to use whatever the combination is, we got plenty of plays and a lot of ideas. We'll put the guys out there to give us the best chance to win.
Did you learn anything? Did you watch that Giants-Eagles game last night?
I did.
What did you learn last night and this morning?
What did I learn? Just like a lot of games this weekend, a lot of games come down to the very last play. So you just keep playing. At no point in the game do you ever get discouraged. You just keep playing hard, and you just never know. You just never know what's going to happen. But two very good teams played one another, and I was involved in a lot of those contests, and I remember the feeling of those games.
Pat, is there any advantage or disadvantage, you know, playing a quality team like the Giants, coming off a win or coming off a loss, or does it completely not matter?
I think each week you reload and you do what you can to play, get your team as good as they can be, and match up against the opponent in a way that you can go out and win a football game. So wins, losses, I think regardless of whether you win or lose, you try to reset and move forward.
Pat, as you look at the offense, the involvement through the first four games, do you see the potential and could you incorporate a little bit more quickened pace, up-tempo, in terms of not just end-game situations, but maybe take advantage of throughout the course of the game, the guts of the game?
Yeah, no, I think you can play. There was times in the game where you can create tempo from the huddle as well. So tempo is one thing. I think we've helped ourselves in some ways, and I think there's areas that we're playing better offense than we did a year ago. And now we just got to become more consistent and put together an effort that's good enough to win a game.
What have you liked from Josh Gordon? What does he still need to do better?
Well, Josh is learning. Every practice, every game opportunity, he's learning something new. And so he just needs to continue to learn. And I think he'll find a way to be productive here in a way that we expect soon.
Talking in camp about his effort level on a consistent basis. Do you like where it's been since the season started?
He's learning how to do everything at our standards.
Eric, he's sat down for a couple weeks. I think it was a little bit of a confidence issue maybe, but if you have to throw him in there, do you think maybe this little bit of time off was beneficial for him to watch from the sidelines?
Well, no, it's true. He hasn't started, but I don't think it has anything to do with his confidence. Not one bit. I'm very confident that if he's in there, he's gonna do great. And if he's called on to play, he'll go in there. And of course, we expect he'll have a very productive game.
Saw Sammy Young out there. Is he bouncing back from the knee that he had the other day? Is he looking okay?
Yeah, he was at practice. Looks good. I don't know what he's bouncing back from, but he's out there.
Does a guy like Cooper on the practice squad, does he have the ability to improve in his role on the practice squad, and what have you seen?
I've watched him improve just as he's, really mocking up the other team's offense. I think he works extremely hard. I've seen him a lot of routes are similar from team to team, and he has an opportunity to run some of the concepts that we run. So I've seen him improve in this first month for sure.
Can you talk about how Whedon has improved from that first game to what he did on Thursday?
I think he's getting better. Each game, of course, presents a different situation. And I think there's things that I'm seeing him do behind the scenes that are better and better. Now we just got to put together a winning performance start to finish, and I think that's what we're all striving for.
Well, when you talk about what I saw behind the scene things you're talking about?
Just whether it's how he handles the huddle, going through his progression, making his reads, just normal quarterback stuff.
Hey, Pat, a bigger picture question. Why is all these rookie quarterbacks seemingly playing pretty well? It used to be it was Dan Marino and nobody else that was young and did well, but it seemed like they're all doing fairly well this year.
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, and we've talked about this in the past, I think they're coming to this league with more knowledge of how to play quarterback at this level. I think that's fair to say. A lot of these guys have been involved in spread offenses. A lot of guys have been in a lot of pass-first offenses. Heck, I remember I was at Michigan State. You know, we had five plays, and some of the guys only knew four of them. You know, and so you weren't getting the same training that you get now coming into this league, and so I think it helps jumpstart their performance.
And Jordan Norwood, first game on Thursday night, seemed like he gets open a lot. Is that one of his strengths? And then the fact that he didn't always catch him, can you attribute any of that to being inactive the first 3 weeks?
Well, I think he finds a way to get open. I expect him to catch the ball whether he's played or not, and I think he does that. He expects that of himself, and I don't attribute it to anything, really. He's got to catch the ball.
Pat, the young guards, Pinkston and Laval, are, as you evaluate them, are you comfortable with their ability away from the ball to get out on the edge to help, you know, facilitate Trent, whether it's toss sweeps, screen game? How would you evaluate?
They're blocking on the perimeter, is that what you're thinking about?
Can they get on the perimeter capably enough to incorporate all you need to do with Trent?
I think so. I think they're guys that can play guard in this league. And, you know, we ask them to do some and more of the things that you asked me about. They got to be able to block in line, and then we do like to screen, and then we do like to attack the perimeter. So, yeah, I think they can.
Anything else? Is there any more details you could give on Benjamin's undisclosed injury? You have to wait till 4th?
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. He's day-to-day as well.
And if and Cruz does that put the return load on Norwood, or is there any other candidate?
I think it's fair. You guys can, that'll be a fun thing for you guys to do the math.